Mission. Mission is the theme of our first reading in our gospel this week. Amos, a shepherd from Judea, the southern kingdom, is sent by God to the northern kingdom of Israel to preach repentance. Amos did not come from a priestly or a scholarly family. It wasn't his choice to become a prophet. He was happy being a shepherd. But nor was someone else going to change what God had told him to do. Amaziah, priest of the northern kingdom, one of the class that God was sending Amos to preach against because of his favoritism, the hollowness of his sacrifices, the kowtowing to a corrupt king. Amos would not be deterred by this man, not on a mission that God had sent him, no matter how desperate the times got for him. In our gospel, after Jesus had been rejected by those in his own hometown, as we read last week, our Savior sends his disciples out two by two in the town surrounding Nazareth. This was their first pastoral assignment. With the Lord's authority and the Lord's presence, they were sent out. And we will learn next week they had many great successes and were very eager to report them to their Savior. They were preaching repentance, similar to John the Baptist. They were given a preview of what would become the anointing of the sick using oil as it would be supported and enshrined by the priest of the church in the epistle of St. James the Lesser. And it never fails to amaze me when we read the Gospels, the men that God chose to spread the good news. Peter the rock, sometimes the rock-headed. James and John, the sons of thunder. Matthew, a tax collector. Thomas, a cynic. Simon, a zealot, a revolutionary. Andrew, who brings Peter to Jesus, and then we don't hear from him again. It's a pretty eclectic bunch, these 12 guys. And not to mention the women that Jesus would pick to follow him. Mary Magdalene, who struggled with demons. The woman who we read about 2 weeks ago, who reached for our Savior's cloak. The Samaritan woman, with many husbands at the well, who asked for that life-giving water, then went into her own town, called the people to Jesus, and Jesus converted them all. And let's not forget Martha and Mary, who give the example of prayer and work in the service of our Lord. Think about all the saints who have followed in the footsteps of Christ. They come from every kind of race, economic means, earthly status. They trusted in the message of Jesus, the martyrs unto their own death. And those who did not pay in blood poured themselves out completely in service of the gospel. St. Benedict, whose feast we celebrated this past Thursday, left a life of means and education in Rome to live in a cave outside of town for 3 years, founded a religious order which still stands and expands 1,500 years later. From this first mission given to the apostles in today's gospel, we who are seated in this cathedral are the brothers and the sisters of those that came before us. And we have a mission. And that mission's foundation, the very reason for our need to evangelize, is given to us by St. Paul in our second reading. All that we do through, with, and in Jesus Christ. We, by our baptism, are in fact his adopted sons and daughters. By our confirmation, we ourselves are sent out like the apostles were sent out. By glorifying him by our lives, announcing by our actions and our words that we are Christians. All things are from Jesus and all things are for Jesus. By his death and resurrection, through his body and blood in the Eucharist, we have been given access to his divine life, his mercy in the confessional. When Jesus died and rose, he became for us fully sacramental, not bound by time or space, there for us, here for us, in the tabernacle, every single one in the world. But his mission of salvation is being left to us, his adopted sons and daughters, to carry out. Conversion and purification were required of the apostles and of all the saints, and it is required by us. As we continue over the next weeks to pray and to speak about the Invite One Back initiative, which we are announcing, You and I, by means of our baptism and our confirmation, are sent to spread the good news and those to whom we are to spread it to, those within our own house, the core of the new evangelization which Pope St. John Paul talked about. We must bring our own back home, those who have drifted away. The task is given to all of us to invite one back. And it begins with prayer. Prayer is always first, asking the Lord to direct our actions, acknowledging that though we are sinners, we cannot do this without His help, His guidance, His blessing. As a humble beginning, each first Friday here in the cathedral during adoration, at 4 o'clock we will pray the holy hour of reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, made popular by St. Margaret Mary. When that clarity, that courage is provided by Him, we are going to ask you to take something from the back, these handouts, these cards, and just invite one person, just one person back. We need prayer because, as the apostles experienced in their time, we will face rejection, perhaps anger directed toward us, perhaps by somebody we know well. But most of all, the seeds that Jesus is asking us to spread on His behalf, you and I may never see these ripen. We have to be okay with that. This has to be for His glory, not ours. But laborers, which you and I all are, we like to see the fruits. May I suggest that this may at first be a frustrating experience. So we must pray for perseverance. But in that, there must always remain hope. Our psalm today reminds us of God's justice and peace prevailing. One thing that we must never lose sight of, and it is easy to do in today's world, Jesus Christ has already won the victory over sin and death. We, by our baptism, have been drafted, let's say, by the winning team. And if you're not into sports, or if you're just a fan of movies or television, the winner's story is never in a straight line. There's struggle, there's sacrifice, there's pressure from the outside. Nobody believed in us. There's doubts from within. Whatever our ability or our talent, God will use it for His benefit if we are open to letting Him. If we are fearful, and brothers and sisters, I waited 25 years to say yes to go to the seminary and become a priest. So I'm not here to judge anybody who's a little reticent, but pray about it. Ask those you trust, ask Father Penn and I, how your talent can help bring somebody back. You and I have been picked by God in this time, in this place, for this task. May we embrace it with prayer, with humility, and with perseverance.